Hello, everybody. This is your girl, Shawana, doing another podcast. I hope everyone had a great Wednesday, hump day Wednesday, as they call it. It's getting down to the evening time, so I hope everyone is at home and have a great evening with their family, friends, or whatnot. I'm still excited by doing this podcasting thing, my exodus movement, letting go and let God take control. Just want to talk about something for just a little snippet that's been on my mind, and I hope whatever I'm saying or whatever I say in this podcast can help somebody, because that's what it's all about, just speaking my truth, any truth, just speaking and doing God's will to help somebody, because we have to encourage one another, lift one another up, and love one another, and that's what I'm trying to do. It's the year 2020, so it's time to just let go and let God take control and step out on faith. And we shouldn't have to just really say we're making a New Year's resolution. It's something that we should push to do every day. It's to be better and to step out on faith and just let go of things and move forward and let God lead us to whatever He wants us to have and do, doing His will. So I just want to talk about for these little snippets. I kind of got two little subjects I want to talk about. Give God your soul, that's one subject, and they kind of coincide together. Giving God your soul and how to be happy. How to be happy when you give God your soul. Because He made us. He made us. Our soul belongs to Him anyways. But He just wants us to give thanks for that every day. I want to read a little scripture. And, you know, I haven't done this before. I haven't been kind of doing scriptures in my podcast, but this one is a little different. So here we go. I'm going to read Genesis, the second chapter in the 7th verse. And the Lord God formed man of the dust and of the ground, and He breathed into him His nostrils, the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Ezekiel, the 18th chapter in the 4th verse. Behold, all souls are mine, as the soul of the Father, so also like the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinned, it shall die. So God created us. He created man from dirt and woman from the rib of a man. So we should be rejoiceful because we are a masterpiece that He has created. He gave life to us by breathing. So we all should be happy about that. And we shouldn't let anyone take that away from us. We should be so quick to give our soul over to Satan and to other people that influence us. We should always keep our soul protected because it belongs to God. And be willing to do His will. You can't let people have your soul. You can give them your love. But you can't give them your soul because your soul belongs to God because He made it. And that's a lot of times we fail. We fail in that because we put our trust in people, in men, as the Bible says all the time, and not into God. We'll lose our soul over a man. Some of us women will, and some of our men will lose our soul over a woman because we put them up there on a pedestal like they're God and they're not. We lose our soul in materialistic things, money, trying to have the biggest house, the biggest car, and all this stuff. You know, we lose our soul in so many things instead of keeping our soul with God. We can't do that. We can't let people have our soul and things. It belongs to God only. And we have to keep it protected and keep ourselves protected. Because He created us. He created us. And that intertwines with my other subject of how to be happy. We have this wonderful soul that God has given us because He created us. And then a lot of times we're not happy with ourselves, our circumstances, and things that are going around with us and people. And why is that? And the reason is that because we have a double mind. We got to get rid of that double-mindedness. In other words, you can't have two minds. Can't serve two gods. James, the first chapter and the 8th verse says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Stop focusing on what's wrong in your life every day. Focus on 3 things that is going righteous in your life. So what are those 3 things we need to focus on? The first thing we need to focus on is what God is doing for us every day in our life. And one of the most important things that he does every day, he let us wake up every morning. He let us go to sleep at night, and he wake us up to start over. He gives us renewed mercies every day to start over and get it right if we messed it up yesterday. So that's the most important thing right there. He let us see another day. We should be thankful for what he's got going on in our lives, blessing us with a roof over our head, clothes on our back, food on our table, jobs. And a lot of times we complain about all that stuff. And why? Be thankful for what you have. There's so many people out there don't have anything. And they be grateful and wishing they could have just a little smidget of some of the things that we got that we complain about. We're not grateful for. I would tell my kids all the time, we might not have the biggest house, we might not have the fanciest cars, but you be grateful for that you got something to move around in and you got a roof over your head. Because there's so many people sleeping under that bridge downtown Shreveport every day. And we're not one of those people. So we should be thankful and grateful for what God is doing for us in our life. Some of us, he's healed us from sickness. He's, you know, repair relationships. Some of us have new relationship, a new husband, a new boyfriend, girlfriend, new job. Just opportunities that he's opened doors for us and allowed us to walk through. So we should be grateful for those and righteous for those things. And then we should also be happy about what God has others doing for us. You know, he put people in our lives to help us and get us through things we need to get through. When we get down there and pray to ask the Lord for help, we got to believe in what we're praying when we ask for that help. And guess what? He's going to send it in some shape, form, or fashion. He might send somebody unexpected in there to help you with what you need. That's how he operates. Not who you think gonna do it. Not who you say in your mind gonna do it. Oh, my best friend got my back. Oh, my such and such got my back. And then when you find out they don't, we get disappointed. Because guess what? We didn't wait on God. We didn't believe in what we was praying to him when we asked him for that help. His time is not our time. And we got to learn to be patient and be grateful to those when he do sin. We do. And a lot of times we mess up on that. And the third thing, what God needs you to do for yourself in order that you walk in happiness every day. We have to have ourselves. We have to make ourselves happy. We can't just walk around being depressed and stressed all the time. Because we have too much to be happy for. You have nothing to be stressed about. God woke you up this morning. He had a roof over your head, clothes on your back, a job to go to. You're healthy. You got food. You have a relationship. You have children and family. So why are you not happy? We can't control things that go on because God is in control. And once we learn that God is in control of everything, we will come out better in our happiness and being happy and learning just to surrender to God and don't worry. Walk with your head up with long strides. It's like, okay, you can throw whatever you got at me. I ain't worried about it. God got it. It ain't finna knock out my happiness at all. So we got to learn to be happy. We got to learn to be happy and let God continue to have our soul and let our souls be happy. Because a lot of times we get hurt to our core on things. You ever been where you had a hole in your soul? When something has happened to you so deep, you have a hole, not in your heart, but in your soul. And you have to ask God to close that hole in your soul in order to move on and be happy and be what He wants you to be. And I can tell you that last year was my exodus. When God closed that hole in my soul that I had been open for 20 years for what happened to me. And so I can push forward and move forward and be happy. Now I walk with my head up and I don't let nothing worry me. Because He's been blessing me each and every day. Because I've learned to surrender all to Him. I can't control it. I ain't finna stress about it because I know He's gonna make a way. I get on my knees and I ask the Lord for this and that. And I take the time to listen for His answer. And a lot of times we don't. We just get up. And then we have doubt when we get up. And we still be trying to fix the situation. That's because we didn't believe in our prayer from the beginning. And the scripture says, whatever you ask when you pray, if you believe it, you shall receive it. We got to start believing in what we're praying into Him. He gonna fix it. Got to believe it. We got to. In order to move forward, our goal is to get into heaven. Our goal is to be up there in the kingdom, sitting right there by Jesus and God. That's our goal. Our goal is not to have all this still on earth. We can't take it with us. He said, don't store nothing here on earth. That's not our goal. And we need to learn that. We need to learn our commission that He gave us to do. And once we learn that commission, we can learn how to be happy. We can learn how to protect our soul and be happy and not let people take advantage of us and let Satan run rampant and play with our mind. Because the most important thing you got to have is that mindset. You got to have a strong mind. Can't be double-minded, because a double-minded person is a dangerous person. So we have to make a choice. And we have to speak life over ourselves to be happy. I wake up every day and I say these true things every day. Proverbs 18 and 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And I speak life over myself every day of what I want and that God bless me with. Because I am a child of God. And I say these little simple words that I am courageous. I am unstoppable. I am victorious. I am loved. I am blessed. I am gifted. I am anointed. I am successful. I might not have a big house or a big car or whatever, but I am still successful. I am favored. I am powerful. I am fruitful. I might not have a job making $100,000 a year, but I am fruitful. I am healed. I am healthy. I am beautiful. Black is beautiful. No matter what flaws I have, I'm beautiful. I am whole. I am confident. I was confident, and then I lost my confidence, but I am confident. I am forgiving. I am grateful, I am generous, and I am definitely strong because I've been through so much. And most of all, I am God's child, always will be, and I am never going to let that go. That's my Father. So that's all I want to talk about for these few snippets of how to be happy. How to be happy and give God your soul. So I hope whatever I said for these little snippets have helped some. And I just hope whatever I say can help somebody. And like I said in my other podcast, you got to start with yourself. You got to look at that man in the mirror. Because if you don't like the reflection in that mirror, you can always change it and fix it. And once you do, you can try to help somebody else fix their own reflection. But you got to start with yours first. sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep behind somebody's back door. So, I hope y'all have a good night, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye.